Right. Okay. All right. So, right. Well, I mean, you know, there's no point in beating about the bush. I may as well just tell you, I'm in Edinburgh. I've driven to Edinburgh. I'm parked directly opposite the Stand Comedy Club. If I wind my window down, you see, I thought you'd be able to hear trams, but there aren't any trams because there's some roadworks. But also, hang on. For those people, you hear those people? They're Scottish people. They are Scottish people just outside the casino next to the Stand. Now, the more astute amongst you will have noticed that window is an electric window. Because today, the van broke down. It's been an up and down day, I'll be honest. It's been a day of contrasts. It's been quite a stressful day at times, and I'm going to say at all times, actually. There's a big digger over there, so it's not all bad. But so basically what happened was I woke up in the van this morning, having slept in the van, had a lovely, not much sleep, but a lovely sleep, a little lovely sleep, and woke up in the van and the storm had eased and I thought, this is absolutely brilliant. I've got all day. What am I going to do with it? And I thought, do you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to drive to Edinburgh. I'm going to drive to Edinburgh in my van. That's what I'm going to do. And I thought I could go to there's a bakery in Bristol that does very good vegetarian sausage rolls, and I thought yes, they are pearl, barley and mushroom. They're from Hart's Bakery, and I thought, oh, I could swing past there, get a couple of them, whack them in my gob, trundle up and do the show from Edinburgh. And I thought, you know, that'll be good. About half an hour into the drive, the van stopped working. I don't know how to describe it apart from to say that it stopped working. Basically, the engine bit of it stopped working. And I kept having to start it, and then it would go about 5 meters, maybe 10 meters, and I sort of made my way around quite a busy no polite way of putting it, motorway style roundabout. And I know motorways don't have roundabouts, okay? Don't at me, huh? I am young. And so that's what I did. I sort of limped around that roundabout and into a service station, and then I called the mechanic who'd been working on the van in London. He made the very reasonable point that it was quite hard to work out what was wrong from a distance of 150 miles. So I called the RAC. He came after about an hour and a half. I said to him, I think it might be the accelerator cable. He said, well, yeah, you might be right. He had a look at the accelerator cable. He decided that was it. He fixed it. I've got a lot of time for the RAC. Look, this isn't a party political broadcast, but I've got a lot of time for the RAC. I just like it. It seems to me like if you liked mending cars, it'd be an absolutely ideal job, because you get to trundle up like a hero and solve a problem and then pootle off like a legend. That's it, you know. What a dream job. I'll pop a caveat on that. What a dream job for a very specific type of person. Look, the point is, he fixed it. I was like, brilliant, here we go. I'm off to Edinburgh. It was a 1:15 by that time, and I was like, I can still take it easy. Me and Victor the van can trundle up nice and steady. Anyway, I pulled out of the services, pulled onto the busy four-lane roundabout, very heavy traffic, and it all happened again. All started happening again. So I think it was at that point that I started screaming. I started screaming at the van. I was very cross with the van. I go a long way back with the van, but that sort of stuff is not what you need. It's not, I mean, it's just not, it's not. Anyway, I mean, I like it. It's got a bed in it, but at the same time, anyway, look, so then I had to decide then, what am I doing? What am I doing here? Am I going to basically get the van towed back to London? Or am I going to rent a car from Hertz Rent-A-Car, give them an hour to clean it to make it COVID compliant, walk along a dual carriageway for 25 minutes to and past, incidentally, a sewage plant until I find the Hertz office, get in the car that they have rendered COVID secure. The thing is, they said it was COVID secure, and then I got in and there was two dirty footprints. So you go, well, I mean, I know possibly there's some study to point out the fact that you can't catch it off the bottom of someone's foot, but F me, how about you clean up your footprints when we're getting COVID secure? Anyway, so I got in the van. So I got in the car. It's a Nissan Qashqai. I don't mind telling you, it's got everything. This car has got absolutely everything. I absolutely whizzed up the M6. It's got an auto dimming rear view mirror thing. I didn't know what was happening with that for a while. Freaked me out. I've been able to make phone calls through it. It can go quicker than 45 miles an hour. I mean, it is in all sorts of ways a step up from the van. It's been an absolute dream of a drive. And then I got here and I thought, great, I'll do the show. I've got all the stuff I need. I've got my computer. I brought that from the van. I got my phone for streaming it. Brought that from the van. I've got my battery pack to keep my computer charged up, got that from the van. And about 5 minutes before I started the show, I realised that I hadn't brought my iPad. I've got the cable. I got the cable for the iPad. How many of you remember that last night I had the iPad, but I couldn't find the cable? Well, it's the flip side. And it's not here because it's in a van that I've left in Bristol. It's been a day of ups and downs. I got some emails I got some more emails from George. George, if you don't know, there's a man called George who likes to email me about how the show is clearly pre-recorded. I've got to be honest, George, it didn't feel like it was pre-recorded when I was wanging it up the M6 in a rented Qashqai, glorious drive incidentally, to park opposite the stand and earwig to some people outside a casino. Let's have another. Yeah, you hear that? Here's the thing. I try not to reply to emails. Of that sort. I try not to engage. You know, you famously don't feed the troll, right? And anyway, I gave the troll an absolutely whopping Sunday lunch. But basically, this was at the services when I was waiting for the RAC, and I was quite tightly cranked, and I got an email from George saying that I can't even remember the answer. He was basically saying that in yesterday's show, I said that I'd just got an email from George, and he actually emailed me in the early afternoon. So if I just got this email from him, it was very clear that it wasn't in the middle of the night. But I didn't say that. I didn't say that. So basically what I did, and you know, but I mean, you know, it's a tricky day, and in for a penny, in for a pound. What I did was I emailed back with quite a bit of swearing, and I said, if you don't think it's live, then you can call in. You can call in, and that will prove to you that it's live. I think the idea being at the time that I would absolutely rinse him. I'd rinse him on air, like an old school heckle put down. But I the thing is, the show is streaming through the phone, so it's not. I mean, instinctively, I would now turn the phone off so that he couldn't phone in. But I cannot turn the phone off because the show is, that's how it's streaming. I've got it plugged into one of the Qashqai's two power outputs. Oh my goodness, Qashqai! It's absolutely great. It's got a reversing camera. It's got buttons on the steering wheel that make other bits of the car do stuff. Yeah, it's not bad. Anyway, look. So I'm definitely going to play you some songs, but we've just got a choice of sources. One is straight through the. Well, that's not great, is it? I think they've just started using a pneumatic drill directly opposite the car. I mean, how does that sound? It's where I am. It's where I am, and I have to be honest, since I parked here, someone's really boxed me in a Merc and popped into the casino. So, you know, we probably have to wait for that Merc driver to emerge from the casino. I'm not using Merc driver as a euphemism, it just is one. Anyway, so apparently the last song that I tried to play last night didn't play again, so I'll try and play it again now. I don't know why that happened. It was a problem with the iPad, but don't worry, that won't happen again, because I've left the effing iPad in effing Bristol in an effing camper van that I've parked on an effing industrial estate that I still have to work out effing how to effing get back to, and effing how to effing get back to London in or on or with. Anyway. I think so. There's basically two options for music. One is that I turn on the in-car radio and play you some stuff that happens to be on other stations. Yeah, this is BBC Six Music. It's got a DAB radio, this car. It's absolutely bonkers. That's too loud, I think, for the people in the street. Anyway, I think that the best option actually is to let's just have a listen to a bit of news. Actually, no, let's not, because that might be fully illegal. Let's pop some music on in my laptop. So what I'll have to do, right, is that's just going to feed back, isn't it? No, it won't, will it? I mean, how can I do that? If I play music through my laptop, will you hear it? You won't hear it, because I've got headphones in to stop it feeding back. So how is this possible? Let's just try it and see. Let's try with a Connie Converse song and see. So I can hear that. I can hear that, but I don't think you can hear that now. But if I make this external speakers, You watch this feedback now. That's what I'm talking about. That's our problem. That's our problem. That's the problem we got here. Okay, I think it's going to have to be... Oh, God. Oh, the worst, I mean... Right, okay, okay. I think that's come back on now. So that's not... That's a slight worry now. Let's be honest, that's a... That is a slight worry that there's that it's going to be hard to play you some music through the phone, but let's see if I can do it. I'm going to try it one more time, right? I'm just going to try it one more time. If it cuts out again, don't worry. Don't worry, I'm coming back to you. I will always come back to you. I'm always screaming that. I'm always screaming it. Right, let's see if we can... right, let's see. Right, if I just... Well, that's BBC. Hang on, that's my... That's my phone ringing. Oh, that's not George. That's Nish. Hang on. Put him on speaker so you can hear him. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You called? You rang?
I did ring you. I rang you basically to say happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Just got in under the wire.
Happy birthday. Well, no, I called you on your birthday. But
just got in under the wire.
Yeah. Well, listen, have a guess where I am.
I don't know. Your house?
No.
It's a pandemic.
Guess again. I am, and I'll give you a clue. I am where you were this time 1 year ago.
You having a screaming match with a bouncer in the street?
Hey, you what?
You having a screaming... Wait, what do you mean you're...
What?
What do you mean you're... We were in Edinburgh last year, Dad.
Yes.
Have you gone mad?
No, I've not gone mad. I've got even. I've gone to Edinburgh. I'm in Edinburgh. I'm off... I'm parked opposite the stand.
What the fuck are you doing?
Whoa, Nish, you can't be effing. Right, look, I'm on the radio. I'm doing a radio show.
What radio show?
my radio show, Nishant, on Resonance FM from 12 till 1:30. Okay.
Oh, so when you said radio show, you meant radio show. I'm doing air quotes.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant I've been. Basically, I've been driving around in the van and I've been doing a radio.
You drove the van to Edinburgh? Your van?
Yeah.
To Edinburgh today?
Yeah.
That fucking piece
of shit. Whoa, Nish, you cannot F and Jeff on Resonance FM. You can't be doing that. I don't know about on Quibi, but on Residence FM, you can't be effing and jeffing.
Why have you driven to Edinburgh in that van?
That van is it's a good van.
It's not a motor vehicle. It's a Flintstones car.
It's not a Flintstones car. I mean, you know, there was. I'll say this for it. There was an element in the storm where it felt like I was. There was a storm yesterday. I thought you were across the news, Nish. I thought you were a satirist. There was a storm. It felt like I was sailing a house.
What do you mean it was sailing a house? Daniel, a motor vehicle should not catch the wind.
Well, by that token, a motor vehicle ought not to have a bed or a cooker in it. But
the bed and the cooker is so creepy.
That guy breaks all the rules. That guy breaks all the rules.
It's a family vehicle, but only if the family is the Manson family.
Well, that's a horrible thing to say. Look, Nish, I'm actually on air now. So
you're in Edinburgh and you drove the van.
Okay, all right, mate.
This is some
happy birthday. So right, let's right, okay, let's try and work out how. I'm sorry about all that effing and jeffing. I genuinely wasn't expecting quite such a potty mouth out of Nish Hunt, but it's his birthday, so he can. I suppose he's entitled to do some effing and a bit of jeffing. Right, look, I think if I try and play music again, then it might cut out again. But listen, I'm going to try it one more time. And if it does cut out again, don't worry, I will come back to you. I will always come back to you. And I'll play some music from the radio, which I think is fine if I don't say which station it is. Isn't it? Surely that's legit. Anyway, okay, so let's try that. Pardon me. Oh, goodness me. I've not eaten enough and I've not eaten well. I don't know. I mean, is that a way to keep the virus at bay? Right, let's see if this. So if this cuts out again, don't worry. Stay where you are. I'm coming back to you. But I will probably have to reset a few things. First amongst them, your expectations. Right, okay, let's put Spotify on, and let's try this little song. I mean, it is creepy when you talk like that, isn't it? This little song. But I have to be completely honest, I've been driving all day. Oh, I'll just tell you this very quickly. In on the walk down the dual carriageway to Hertz rent-a-car, I went across a roundabout, and in the middle of the roundabout was an apple tree, like I mean, I was going to say verdant, but that's not the right word in that context, is it? I was going to the apple tree was replete with fruits. It was laden. Basically, what happened was I saw a load of apples on the floor, and I thought, look at how wasteful is that someone's just bought a load of apples and chucked them on the floor. And then I thought, hang about a minute, I'll tell you who's chucked those apples on the floor. That tree. And next to that tree was a cherry tree. Anyway, I picked an apple. I've got it here. This is it. Hang on. I think I'm not entirely comfortable eating it, but it's more of a souvenir. But I'll pat it, and you'll be able to hear me patting it. Hang on. Sorry, that's unfortunate timing. That noise is a man with a metal hammer over the road. This noise is me patting an apple. Let's never confuse the two.
Ourselves and who to find. to write. The sky flashes, great sea yearns, we ourselves flash and yearn. Frightened by people, frightened alone, by the web and by the phone. Bored of papers, scared of the sun. All the lepers and all the lungs. Tell yourself that you can face the pain. Going sensibly insane. Scared to death by everything. With a fever that soaks you to the skin. Working from home, dying alone. Nothing happens in the zone. In the vacuum, you want to heal. Exposed in heaven, struggling to breathe. Frightened pirate, frightened sheep. Bored awake, scared to sleep.
So I'm actually fading that out by just moving my phone away from my laptop there. I think that sounded, I mean, you know, let's not, it's not the best sound quality. But I honestly can't imagine that's why many of you listen to this. That was Working From Home by Momus. Momus, I don't know. Anyway, a couple of things happened during that song. The first thing that happened, which was a realization spread across me that I was going to have to hold my phone very close to but not touching my laptop. And it's tiring. You know, that was quite a long song. It's 4.5 minutes. And it's sort of, it's like a very low grade version of World's Strongest Man. You know, it's just like, you know, when they make them do a sort of weird thing and you think, well, that can't be that hard, but it's this specificity of it that makes it hard. I'm not sure I've made a point there, and I'm not sure that there is a point there to make, but we if we're all honest with ourselves, we can agree that I gave it a good go. I don't know what they are. I think they're resurfacing the whole road. I mean, it's a very different vibe. It's a very different vibe to festival time, I'll be honest. I'm seeing a lot more wheelbarrows than I traditionally would at this time. Basically, this time a year ago, I was over the road in the stand and I was absolutely bossing it. I reckon I'll try one more song. I did just have an idea about how I could play it through my laptop. Basically, no, because it has to hear it through the microphone, so it has to hear it coming out of the speakers. I've just got a memory of having done that successfully at some point, but maybe it's like my memory of comedy in that way. Anyway, I'll just have to hold my phone again. I just have to hold my phone next to my computer. It's a Pixel phone and an Apple computer. Finally, yeah? Google and Apple finally working together. Yeah? Finally. Finally at last. Why can't all you ding-dongs just get on? Yeah? Why can't you all decide this is a computer that you're all going to have? I guess there's all sorts of reasons why you can't do that. So let me... I'd quite like to hear Zorbing by Stornoway again, because that's I've played it quite recently, but it's such a nice one. I think it might take the edge off a bit. Right, okay, here we go. Just getting my hand in position for my World Strong. Right, okay, so that stopped working. I don't know why. I'll be completely honest with you. There seems to be no real reason why it sometimes cuts out, because the signal's steady. The signal's steady as a rock, but it just cuts out. And occasionally it sort of rejoins immediately, and occasionally it I sort of restart LadioCast, and it... It starts, but I've actually done something quite clever. I think it's quite clever. I've downloaded a playlist from a few shows ago onto my phone. I did that very quickly whilst it was restarting. So now I should be able to play those songs. Oh my God. I mean, anyway, I should be able to play those songs, right? I should be able to play those songs whilst I should be able to play those songs without impinging on the stream, right? Because I've downloaded them. I'm a hacker. I'm like Angelina Jolie. That's who I'm like. In that I do a lot of good, but I don't necessarily get the credit I deserve for it because I'm so fit. I'm just too fit to be considered truly kind, I think is my problem. That's my burden. That's my burden. Oh, mother, may I? I don't know. I mean, obviously the one downside of the Qashqai, of course, is that it hasn't got a bed in it. Oh, hang on. It does feel like it's going to get very loud here at some point. And I'll be honest, the Merc driver has emerged from the casino and removed his Merc. So I could trundle off, but that feels like pouring petrol onto a naughty fire a bit to me. That does. Anyway, I should just take a few deep breaths. I find breaths quite a tricky word. I find breaths tricky and clothes. It's when you've got to get your tongue out for the TH and back in for the sir. It's a challenging one. Clothing is better and breathing is fine. But it's just cloths is better for some reason. I mean, is this good radio? It can't. I mean, it's not the. It can't be the worst radio you've ever. Hang on. Okay. All right. Yeah. Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, John. Yeah?
It's not too late, is it?
No. No.
I was just having my my cereal, thought of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Great. Yeah?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, is there any...
I'm hearing things.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're hearing things?
John? I heard you're in Edinburgh.
Yeah, no, I am in Edinburgh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I've driven to Edinburgh. I'm parked opposite the stand. I'm in Edinburgh now, yeah.
Right, I mean, we're all missing it, mate.
Well,
are you, just a bit worried about you.
No need to, okay, there's no need to be worried about me. I'm fine, thank you. All right?
I'm going to say this, right?
Okay, all right. Well, this is interesting. Go on. Go on.
I feel sometimes in life you got to say these things.
Okay, go on.
I know it's part of your shtick, but if you are ever like a bit lonely or anything,
yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, I like coffee. All right. I like cake.
I'm not.
You can watch me drink,
John. I'm doing
watch
a.
Watch me get absolutely.
John, no,
blasted,
John.
You know?
I'm doing a. It's. I've come to Edinburgh to do the radio show.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't need to drive from London to Edinburgh. Do you know what I mean? You don't.
Well,
need to
actually,
do that.
I mean, the thing is, I haven't driven from London to Edinburgh. I've actually driven from just south of Bristol to Edinburgh. I drove to Bristol yesterday through that storm, and then I've driven up from there here today. So I'm doing the radio show. I'm doing I did the radio show yesterday with Gav. I did the radio show the night before with Tim, and I thought it'd be good to do it in Edinburgh. I'm doing it now.
Yeah, but you don't have a radio show.
What do you mean I don't have a radio show?
I've
not
gone.
No,
you don't have a radio.
I've got
show.
I've got a radio show, and it's happening now, and you're on it now.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you know. right. Okay. Let's try and play one of these ones that I've downloaded, and let's cross every bit of ourselves. Now, this is interesting. Where the Merc was parked, somebody has arrived in a Saab. And I've got to be honest, I'm a lot more inclined towards the Saab than the Merc. Good on him. He's actually having a look at me. he's having a good old look at me, and I'm not sure why. So I'm going to pop on a song. Oh, he's going over into the casino. I don't know why he was having a look at me. I don't know why he's having a look at me. I'm just a man holding his phone against his laptop in his car in the middle of the night. Anyway, I'm not going into the casino, though. I did once go into a casino in Brisbane. I did what I imagine a lot of people have done, gone, oh, that'll be a bit of fun, won't it? I mean, I'm not into gambling, but that'll be a bit of fun. And then you go into a casino, and it's bleak. It's bleak as all hell, because it's just... and I don't mean this as a slur on the Saab man, because he looked like he had quite a kind heart, but it's like, you know, it's tragic, it's desperate, it's an addiction. It's an addiction. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to mean it now. I mean, who knows how long I'll mean it for, but I absolutely despise the prevalence of gambling culture around sport. Sorry, there, said it. Sorry. If that's too dangerous for you, you need to retune. Anyway, let's pop a little song on from this playlist from a few days ago. And if it cuts out, I'll say it again. If it cuts out, don't worry. I will come back. Don't lose faith in me. Don't give up on me. If it cuts out, I will come back. Right. You see, that worked quite well. That was that is Naked As We Came by Iron and Wine. I forgot that the microphone was still on, and I was tapping along to it at one point. So I do apologise for that. Oh my God, there's a massive JCB just there. I think at some point this is going to go berserk, but we've only got to get through the next 42 minutes. I suppose I could trundle down onto Leith War. I don't even know what that noise is. There's just a lot of guys in high-vis, hard hats. They've got sort of tanks. They've got sort of tanks of... I guess... Is it gas? It's like when they... You know when they put tarmac down and then they burn it to finish it? Sorry, but my thing is I can talk to anyone. So, sure, I've spoken to a few Mac layers. Tar lords. God, I'm witty. No, you can say what you like, but I am witty because that only took me about a minute to think of and three attempts to say. So you can say what you like, but I'm actually a very good broadcaster. It's 10 to 1. It's 10 to 1. So ordinarily at this point over the road in the stand at this stage in the Edinburgh Festival, there'd be a pretty severe lull. So, plus ça change. Which is a phrase I learnt from seeing Julian Clary when I was a teenager. Right, let's try some tallest man on earth, shall we? And see if it works with the digger in the background. And I've not ruled out driving away from the noise, but God, I'd rather not. So let's hope for the best. Oh, it's a shipping forecast. Hang on.
Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 3 or 4. Becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Fair, then rain or thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south, 4 or 5. Becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor.
In the summer storm, and my mind is with feeling after. All memories I can recall. I'm moving on, but they run faster. My mind is empty and the streets are wild. I look for nothing and feel alright. Stillness in the ways I try. Since the water's cold, but my mind will have a way to cross it. And I know I had the time so dear, and the feeling it was here I lost it. My mind's empty and my streets are wide. I look for nothing and I feel alright. Stillness in the ways I try. With the birds in me, but my mind is with the times they're leaving. Oh, I want them, but I let them go. There's a sparkle in the dust I breathe in. My morning's empty and the streets are wide. I look for nothing and I feel alright. Still, it's in the ways I try. As I lean into the morning light, tack my body in some other town. And then you walk away.
Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 26th of August. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will collapse southwards, allowing a complex area of low pressure.
I mean, let's be honest, that was pretty smooth. I think that's radio. I'm going to call that radio. And this is a broadcasting term that will sound a little outlandish. I'm going to slap my dick on the table and call it radio. Are they closing this whole road around me? I don't think they can be, because there's other cars parked behind me, But there is like more highway maintenance stuff arriving. They've brought a generator. There's a JCB. JCB, and this is an interesting fact, I think, was my brother's first word. I mean, it's not a word, is it? But that's the first thing he said, because this was before I was alive, long before, 2 years. And my mum and dad and my brother moved in to... that makes him sound like an active participant in the move. He wasn't. He was a passenger, if anything. A burden. Ballast to the move. Just another thing to be moved. But one that resolutely would not stay in a box. Anyway, he saw JCBs out the window a lot because there was a new street being built, basically, in the village where I'm from. There was a new street being built, and my mum and dad, my brother, moved into, I think it was the second house on this street, and so the rest of the street was just a building site, you know, so that they were, so he saw, you know, as far as he's concerned, he just lives with a load of JCBs. Anyway, that was his first word. Don't know what mine was. Don't know what mine was. So if you're a completist, I can't help you, Captain. I can do it all. I can absolutely do it all. Right. Okay. I'm quite excited that we've had about 20 minutes there without it breaking out. So you know, that's oh yes, please. I'm gonna put All These Things by Darren Hanlon on. I'm basically, you know, I'm choosing songs that are slightly chilling me. Well, that's not helpful. I don't know what you'd call that tool, but it's like it's a cross between a lawnmower and a steam iron. It's absolutely berserk. What's he doing with that? Well, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's ironing the road. Fair play to him. The things they can think of. Right. Actually, here's a thing that is... well, it might not be interesting, but it's... Well, here's a thing I'm going to say. I was once in a place... I constantly am. But I was once in a specific place, and I can't remember where, and the road had worn away to reveal underneath it cobbles, and it blew my mind. I was like, I think I sort of thought they'd remove the cobbles and put the stuff on. I don't know why it blew my mind, but I was just like, oh, is this under every road? But I don't think it is. Anyway. Yeah, not interesting. Some little drunk scallywag's hair. Two boys and then two girls. Slightly tiddled scallywags. Certainly not social distancing, but then maybe they're in the same household. I'd heard it was strict up here. I'd heard you guys weren't messing around. I just saw, actually... a man and a woman who I took to be a couple, and I don't think it was presumptuous because they were holding hands, and he had a red anorak on and she had a yellow anorak on. And have you ever seen someone who just has a very, who is just looking up at things? He had a very open face, and he was looking up at the buildings and at the men doing the road work, as though he was witnessing something absolutely miraculous. And I liked it. It was good. Here we go. Darren Hanlon, All These Things. So many apps.
Every shadow, there are things that follow you. your late night dead end job from the old neighborhoods where you grew. There's a falling satellite
that keeps me awake at night.
There's a chocolate fondue.
There's no nutritional value.
There's a ground invasion
with complete color coordination.
There's a sleepover screen.
The bed is not a trampoline.
There's a hymn with a hand on the heart. And all these things will follow you. And all these things will follow you. Suffocating in the car.
It's just the way some families are.
It's a book you'll get around to read.
It's a pet that you forgot to feed.
It's an ex-boyfriend you can't forget.
A godparent you've never met.
It's the fear that began if one single Elvis fan can be wrong the other 49. Not millions screaming others also can. Just a piece of work, that's all.
Take me and hang me on the wall.
Away from where the guards linger.
You touch the painting with your finger.
And I was placed under gallery arrest.
It's a chance to wear your Sunday best.
And look sharp on the stand. And raise my right shaking hand. It's where everything I say is true. On a first edition copy of Peter Pan.
What a song. Good. Let me tell you about a thing that I don't fully understand with relation to the Qashqai. When I first got my Qashqai, I was trying to have a bit of a snooze in it in a service station. And the alarm kept going off whilst I was sitting inside it, which doesn't bode particularly well for tonight's slumber time. But I think I worked it out. I think if I, pardon me, I think if I pop the key in the okay, Well, this is Rose Matafeo, so this should be... Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I just talked to Anish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You talked to him, didn't you?
I did talk to Anish, yeah.
He said you're in Edinburgh. Are you in Edinburgh?
Yes. Yes, I am in Edinburgh, yes. Yes.
What?
What?
So why are you in Edinburgh? Why are you in Edinburgh?
Well, what?
Are you okay?
Right, okay. I'm not enjoying this vibe, this are you okay vibe that seems to be around. I'm fine.
I just know it's really late and then you're in Edinburgh. It's kind of,
It's quite nice to be in Edinburgh, actually. I mean, when you think about it, actually, everyone... You know, when I was driving in, right, I was like, Edinburgh, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. I know. I love Edinburgh. I just think it's really, I just think it's a bit sad to be there without, like, friends and stuff. Do you know?
Well, it's not, actually. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like, it's like when, it's like... going into school at night time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just, Norman, that sounds really that sounds weird.
I mean when you are a pupil at the school and you happen to be there at night time. Yeah. Anyway, anyway, Rose, great to hear from you. Yeah. I'm currently.
No, it's really good to hear with you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm currently.
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's very good to hear with you, and it's very good to talk with you. But I'm currently I'm currently in the middle of broadcasting a radio show in the middle of a building site. So
what?
I'm going to get back to that. Yeah, I'm doing a radio show on Resonance FM from midnight till 1:30 every morning. Not every morning, from Monday to Thursday.
And
I'm not doing them anymore anyway. Okay?
That means nothing to me.
Okay.
I don't know what you're saying.
Great to hear from you. Bye.
Okay.
Right, okay. I mean, okay, well, I mean, it's his birthday, so he can tell who he wants, I guess, but it's still, anyway, right, so 107 is what we're looking at. I was going to say one more song, but basically what I mean is, I think we'll have another song, and then possibly a couple more after that, because we've somehow got to get from here to 1:30. And I just keep looking at this red button that says connect, and I just pray to God that it doesn't go black, because that, you know, that's what I'm dealing with. But when the word connect is red, the radio's in its bed. When the word connect is black, everything's out of whack. That's a broadcasting phrase. That and the thing about slapping your tallywhacker on the tarbler. Let's play England is a Garden by Corner Shop. Let's do that and give ourselves a moment's peace. I was hoping to catch the national anthem on Radio 4, but I think we're now into World Service.
Platform, something like a manifesto from the party.
Yeah, World Service. Right, okay, here we go. England is a Garden, Corner Shop. Thank you. I mean, it is short, but I do love that. I do really it's a good one. We can all agree with that. That is a good one. I mean, the thing is, that is so, it is true actually. So I was, you know, all right, fine. Look, I'll hold my hands up. At certain points in the drive here, I was like, yeah, I mean, not sure about this. But then I sort of pulled into Edinburgh, and it's the same drive I've done every year basically. And it was I pulled in and I came into the city, and I was like, oh, it is nice to be in Edinburgh. You know, you sort of see all the things and you're like, oh, it's nice that this place continues to exist. You know, it's just nice that there is still a world outside my house, you know. Also, that there is something that always feels sort of slightly unreal about completing a journey, when you're like, well, I can't believe I got here from there, you know, that. I mean, you know, being here now, I'll be honest, I'm not entirely, I mean, I haven't got a, well, so I was going to sleep in the van, can't sleep in the van, so I'm either going to have to sleep in the Qashqai or try and find some sort of COVID secure accommodation. Hashtag no such thing, hashtag. And you know, it's an interesting choice I've made, not your problem to solve. I've sort of dragged you along a bit. I thought it'd be I thought I'd be in the van first and foremost, so I thought I'd be able to make myself a cup of tea and, you know, have a little, but it's, it's been an up and down day. It's been an up and down day. Right, let's find another song to pop on. I reckon we've probably got time for, well, it's 1:13, so I reckon we've probably got time for two or possibly three, all depending on I put my phone on do not disturb, but I think I am getting another, hang on a minute, hang on a minute, let me put you on speaker. Hello.
Oh, always worth saying that I'm being put on speaker.
Hello, mate.
Always appreciate. How's it going?
It's going all right. It's going all right.
Good.
How are you?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I hate the world's a mess, and I miss Edinburgh. So that's what I was calling for. I miss Edinburgh.
Hey,
is that a crime?
No.
If it is,
John,
guilty, mate.
John. That
could be in jail forever.
No. Hey, no. You're a free man. And I'll tell you why. Because,
why?
I mean, I miss Edinburgh and I'm in Edinburgh. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, I've driven, I'm doing a radio show on Resonance FM from 12 till 1:30. And I'm doing it from outside the stand. I'm directly opposite the stand.
So you just drove right now?
Well, I'm parked now, but I'm outside the stand.
Good.
Yeah.
You're a responsible broadcaster to a fault.
Absolutely. I've parked on a single yellow and I'm keeping it mellow.
That is great.
Well, I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest.
You're in exactly the right place. I would be there with you if I could.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll be honest, it's not great. I mean, it's not great, I'll be honest. I haven't entirely thought it through. There's
yeah, but that's all the best things are ill-planned.
Well,
don't listen. I'm missing it. Don't take my morphine away.
Yeah,
I'm hearing you, look, happy in a location
yes,
I want to be
well,
in.
Well, here's the thing, I think you're better off missing it at the moment from New York than missing it from Edinburgh, because I'm here and it's not the thing, is it? It's not the thing, it's a different thing. Also, I have to get this hire car back to Bristol for 1 p.m. tomorrow, so, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you're getting lost in the logistics, mate. Appreciate the majesty of the moment. Don't think about the fact that you've taken on a gigantic drive without any real sense of whether it was going to pay off or how to extract yourself from that situation.
Yeah. I've felt myself into a corner, and now I've got to think myself out of it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, take a bath in the folly of an impetuous decision.
Well, that was a long pause after take a bath. It was quite hurtful, actually.
Well, there is that. Well,
I mean, it's a fair point. I've been in the van for 2 days. I've been in the van for 2 days. I've not washed. I can smell my arsehole, and that is not a euphemism.
Had you rented an apartment flat?
Well, we do say flat over here, John.
Had you rented a flat in Edinburgh that you can sleep in tonight?
No, I've just driven in the. I was meant to be in the van, so I'd had a bed in the van, and now I'm in the cash car. I'll work it out. Anyway, look.
All right,
John.
I
listen.
Still miss it, despite the fact you've been defeatist about the adventure.
Great to hear from you, John. Great to hear from you. But the thing you miss is the future you once had. That's what you miss. Yeah, and you've picked a different future that is objectively better. So this I Miss Edinburgh is self-indulgent and irritating, all right?
Drive safe, shithead!
All right, mate. Talk to you later. All right, okay. I reckon, I can't imagine there'll be any more of that. Right, couple more songs. And then find a quiet road to sleep in a car. I'll play this, shall I? And if you've been listening for a while, you'll know why. If you haven't, you won't. And you might not if you have.
Oh,
That was The Teacher by Super Furry Animals. I think this way of playing music is better suited to little songs. I mean, if I'm allowed to call them little. You know what I mean? I don't mean little at all. So I reckon I'll play Zorbing by Stornoway, and then the Ben Folds one that I tried to play last night for Gav. I can't play that one because I haven't downloaded it. So it'll just be it'll be Zorbing. I'll play Zorbing and then I'll say goodbye to you, and then I reckon that'll do us. No, don't want to tempt fate, but no phone call from George. So I've got away with it there, I think. Right, let's have a bit of this. Let's have a bit of this, have a chat, and that's it.
Conquer shining on the ground. The air is cooler, and I feel like I just started uni. Walking backwards to my van. You're at your window, and I'm tripping every time I think of lying in your attic. I can
I mean, you can say what you like about these songs, but they've been, I think musically it's been good. That's a man with a drill on the other side of the road, but it does sound, to my mind, and let's bear in mind that I've had about 8 hours sleep in the last 3 days. It did sound like a bit, I mean, forgive me for this, a big wet fart is what it sounded like to me. Anyway, look, thank you for listening. You know, if you have been listening, and in, you know, thank you for listening for the whole thing, you know, for the whole 4 weeks, if you have, thank you for that. Although I don't know why I'm saying that now, because there'll be another one after this one, won't they, on the Thursday. So you know, but I appreciate you listening, and I hope I hope you got something out of it. Let's see if I can find another little song for the end of the show, and I can, but I want to try and play that. I'm going to try and play the Ben Folds one, and this might make it all cut out again, okay? And if it does this time, I'm not going to come back, because that'll be the end of the show, because we're basically there anyway. But hopefully it won't. So I'm just bringing up Learn to Live with What You Are. I think that's what he wanted, wasn't it? But here you go. Thanks for listening. Hope you're well. All the best with everything. Shut up.